Now, even as we spoke to Mayor Nagin, a nonprofit group has been gathering information for the city. The Urban Land Institute interviewed residents this week about what kind of future they want. Today, the interviewers release what they've learned, and we got an advance look from the Institute's Marilyn Taylor.
We believe every resident should have a right to return, and there are parts of the city where that return can be relatively immediate, and there are parts of the city where that return will take much longer because the neighborhoods and areas need to be safe before people are there. Each neighborhood should be involved in the definition of its future. So we're not saying which neighborhoods can be built, which neighborhoods can't be rebuilt. And so this is going to be a thoughtful planning process based on real leadership coming from a number of leaders in the community in order to put together a whole sustainable plan for the city.
And when you talk about the neighborhood making that decision, is that really the way that it's going to work in practice? Isn't it going to end up being a much larger decision made at the city level or even higher about whether, say, the lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans should be rebuilt or partially torn down or entirely torn down?
Well, there will be a balance, as there always is, between individual action and collective action. There are areas in the city which are sufficiently safe that individual action can govern. Even within these neighborhoods, there are different conditions within different blocks or different areas. Our vision for the city is a strategic framework, but it will take time, it will require phasing, and it will require recognizing for a while New Orleans is a smaller city, but hopefully one that can be organized in a way that is poised for growth again.
Having interviewed many people and having listened to many more at town hall meetings, are we still in a phase, months after the disaster now, where for many people things seem to still be getting worse in terms of keeping their morale together and trying to move forward?
There's a new round of problems to solve, and frankly, that solving a new round of problems is going to continue for a while. A school's going to be open, but it's not going to be near the house that you may have wished you were going to live in. If you were to take sick, it might be a very long trip on an ambulance from some parts of the city to a working healthcare facility. So I think daily life will continue to have more and more problems, which is why it's very important for people to come together and begin to make hopeful, strategic decisions about the future of the city that can represent early wins. Yes, we have room enough for virtually everyone who wants, who has expressed a desire to come back, maybe not to the specific place that they lived before. And over time, individual decisions will get easier and easier to make.
Marilyn Taylor of the Urban Land Institute, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Great talking with you.